In Time Out for Music today, Hollywood comes to Sofia. One of the most popular musicians of Hollywood, conductor and composer Conrad Pope, will conduct the concert entitled Hollywood Comes to Sofia with the orchestra of Classic FM Radio tomorrow in Bulgaria Hall in Sofia. The event is part of the cycle The Music of America, organized by Cantus Firmus and the America for Bulgaria Foundation. Conrad Pope has contributed to the creation of over 100 film scores, including Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, and many other famous titles. He has worked with almost all the famous Hollywood composers. At tomorrow's concert in Sofia, film aficionados will be able to hear the melody of Star Wars, Jaws, E.T., Harry Potter, My Pick with Marilyn and others, and there will be premieres for Bulgaria from the classic film The Seahawk, Steven Spielberg's drama Purple. And now Bulgarian musicians are an undeveloped natural wealth, such as an oil well, said Conrad Pope. And he made quite a number of compliments to Bulgarian musicians, saying we could become a lead in recording film music. This is what he said at a press conference in Sofia a couple of days ago. Music editor Elena Cvetkova attended the press conference he gave, and here are some of his responses to questions from journalists, starting with his impressions of his work with the Bulgarian musicians and what sets the musicians of Classic FM Orchestra apart.
My first impressions are that Bulgaria has so much talent that it's one of its great treasures. The orchestra was fabulous. They were joyous in their playing, and they were excellent in their playing. And it sort of confirms my belief that many years ago, when I was a student, I always heard that music is a universal language. And I wasn't quite sure that that was the case. Coming with film music, I realized that film has gone everywhere. And the music that accompanies film has also traveled the world. And at least through film, it seems as though that we have found a universal language in music. And it was just great. It seems like we shared a common friend in John Williams and his music to Harry Potter. And so we had a very good time together, and we made some very beautiful music together. And it's great to know that even though I'm from America and I'm in Bulgaria, that we have this common bond of a universal language that needs no translation. And so therefore it's just always direct. And so it's been a very good time. And I regret that I don't speak Bulgarian, because I would like to talk to you directly about my enthusiasm for this music and for America in Bulgaria. I first conducted a film score in Bulgaria 15 years ago, in 1999. And when I came, and it's true even yesterday, the string playing is absolutely spectacular. What can distinguish Bulgarian string playing from a lot of string playing I've heard throughout the world is that there's a lot of color in the sound. They are fearless in trying to make the very best sound possible. The wind playing has a distinctive personality and color. I will cite the flute, for instance. Yesterday, the first flute sight read for the very first time a very wonderful passage out of The Prisoner of Azkaban from Harry Potter. And his artistry was superb. And he brought to it much personality, phrasing, immediately. And so, without making it longer than I need to, many musicians in commercial music in the world are fearful. They are afraid of making mistakes because they're afraid they'll be fired. So many times, my first encounter with musicians, they're very timid. but not in Bulgaria, because they are here to make music. And that's why I'm here too. And so that's what I salute Bulgaria for, their courage, their musicianship, and their fearlessness in pursuing their artistry.
And talking to a person involved in writing music scores, what is the magic of film music and what is the effect it has on us?
Let me first say, you can go to the movies and close your eyes, but you can never close your ears. And you will always know what the emotion is on the screen, what the action is on the screen. And so what I would say is that film music is the most direct expression of music's expressive capabilities and intent. People who have never heard a piece of classical music, at the movies, they may have experienced the emotional impact of what classical music. And so movie music is, I think, the essence of what is so great that we all love in music. It's how it touches us, moves us, and inspires us. And I would just recommend, if you've seen the movie E.T., watch the last 12 minutes of the movie with the sound off, and then turn the sound on. I think then you will know what the magic and the power of music is in film.
This is not the first time Konrad Pope works with Bulgarian musicians in this country. He first conducted a film score in Bulgaria 15 years ago. And since then, he has quite a lot to share in this respect.
I remember Christoph Pavlov, who was a great flute player at the time, and still is. He's, in fact, I just worked with him last May when I came with students from Ireland to record their scores here. And last night, the clarinet player that I mentioned that was from La Scala, he was one of the great clarinetists I've heard, and I've heard quite a few really great clarinetists. You and it seems as though, and there are many musicians in the United States that are Bulgarian, and so it seems as though Bulgaria, you have so many great artists, they're all over the world, it seems. And so I'm very glad to always, whenever I return to Bulgaria, to find there's still an ever-growing pool of great musicians.
And at the end, what are two reasons Konrad Pope would share with his colleagues in the States when he's back home, why they should come over and work precisely here?
There are several. First and foremost, it's that the musicians are so good. And they want to play music, and they want to play it exactly like you want it. And so I would say that's first and foremost the great musicianship. And secondly, I would say if one were thinking like a producer for film, it's an extraordinarily good value currently in Bulgaria in terms of pay for musicians of such extraordinary quality. It's a very good value for one's money. And the radio hall, here's the third reason. The radio hall where you record, it's a very fine hall. It's reminds me a bit of Abbey Road in terms of its acoustics. It's you have a great resource here that could be developed and exploited. All I would say is that all one needs is a very good hall, and you have that. And then what you need is simply a very good technical support, like there's a recording board and there's these other things. And if you had someone that was an expert in that and put those in, and so that you could sync things to film with performances, I think you would find many people would be coming to use the musicians to record scores here in Bulgaria. And what I would say is not just, I'm not speaking just as Americans. If one, as a member of the EU, as probably the public would not know, say Finnish composers with Finnish television shows, they record their music not in Helsinki. They record their music in Prague and Bratislava. And same with Spanish composers, and same with French composers, and same with German composers. Same with a very famous Italian composer. Morricone used to record once used to record very often here in Sofia. And so I just say, to me, your musicians are almost like having oil in the ground here, that you have a resource that you could very well use to make your country a destination for other filmmakers and composers. You have something that could really, that Bulgaria is, I think, very well equipped to be one of the best in the world.
American composer and conductor Conrad Pope from his press conference in Sofia a couple of days before the concert, Hollywood Comes to Sofia, which will be held tomorrow in Bulgaria Concert Hall.
Thank you.